Dr. Carmona?
I'm here. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you for taking the time to get the word out.
Now, I understand that we're focusing this morning on the benefits of breastfeeding, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. Well, let me just, reports over the years about breastfeeding and how it might benefit children when they're young and perhaps even when they're older. Can you get us up to speed on what the latest information is about the benefits of it?
You bet. There's a lot of reasons why moms want to breastfeed, beginning with just bonding with their newborn. Clearly, the studies show that the closeness develops even much better through breastfeeding. But medically, there are reasons. The studies have shown that babies who are breastfed have less diarrhea, have less ear infections, have less respiratory infections, and most importantly today, they're less likely to grow up with the problem of obesity, which is plaguing our youngsters today.
Do we know, are there any benefits, we talk about the benefits to the child, and we know that there are some of those. What about to the mother? Are there any physical benefits that a mother might get from it?
Well, in fact, the benefits to the mom are, as I pointed out earlier just briefly, was the bonding with the child. And there's lots of studies that have been done that show that the closeness and the relationship between the mom and the babies is improved with breastfeeding.
Any idea? I guess it's a very personal thing, I guess, with women. They can choose to do it or not to do it. But do we know roughly how many women do actually breastfeed, how many young mothers?
Well, in fact, we do. And the trends are what have caused us to try and increase the awareness and why this is the National Breastfeeding Month. Back in 1950, where the data showed us that almost all moms breastfed, and so that's nearly 100%. Then in 1967, we saw that trend drop significantly to 25%. And what we're concerned with there was why? Well, society changed, moms started working, things were in evolution. And what we see today, the latest data was just 2001, is that at 6 months, only about 27% of moms are still breastfeeding. That number is a little higher early on, but it drops down probably because moms work and there's a lot of other activities in their daily life. So what we want to make sure is that moms understand the importance of breastfeeding and get as close to that 100% mark as we can, as we used to, because of the benefits to the baby.
Now, ideally, how long should a mother breastfeed the child?
Well, we suggest at least 6 months, and certainly some moms do longer than that, but 6 months is optimal to appreciate many of the benefits that the science have demonstrated.
Now, I guess with women who are breastfeeding, are there things they need to do, maybe in their diet or things they need to alter?
Absolutely, and that's a great question. Certainly, as with pregnancy, we would suggest that moms do not use alcohol because we are not sure how much alcohol, if any amount, is safe for children. Moms should not smoke. Moms should make sure that they are having regular contact with their primary care physicians so that their diet is appropriate for them and their baby, because you must assume that that breast milk is going to carry nutrients that come through the mother. Anything that the mother is taking in potentially goes to the baby. So we want to make sure that the mom is on a healthy, balanced diet and that the baby, therefore, is getting a well-balanced diet.
What types of things can the government do, or maybe even the medical profession, if that is involved here, to get women to start to breastfeeding more? I guess there are just maybe public awareness campaigns. Is that the way you're going to go about it?
Well, some of it is public awareness, and from my standpoint, as the Surgeon General, the physician of the nation, is to make sure that moms, as well as dads, families, businesses, and generally our whole society understands the importance of breastfeeding and does everything it can to accommodate moms who need to breastfeed, whether it's on the job, whether it's at outings every day in a park, and so on, that we should make as much accommodation as possible, because breastfeeding helps us to ensure that our children will be raised optimally and healthy.
I guess there are some women who cannot breastfeed, is that right?
Well, there are some, and those are generally more unusual circumstances, but if that's the case, there are other options, and those can be discussed on an individual basis with their pediatrician to find out how their babies can optimally get breast milk.
And I suppose that the substitutes that are available are a good alternative if women cannot.
There are alternatives, but because it is unusual and depending upon what the mom's circumstance is that would prevent it, those cases should be individualized between the mom and their primary care provider.
Okay. Are there any government resources that people might go to for more information on breastfeeding?
Well, there's several resources, and certainly they can look to our HHS, which is Health and Human Services, hhs.gov, surgeongeneral.gov, our Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.gov, which has information about nutrition in general, and then also the www.womenshealth.gov is a great website for women's health issues, and the www.laLecheLeague.org provides information specific for breastfeeding.
I guess women could also obviously talk to their own doctor about that.
And they certainly should, but often they want more information, and libraries have this information, and for those who are computer literate can get online and pretty much search, use any search engine and get a lot of this information. But our job is to raise the level of awareness, what we call health literacy in society, as to the importance of breastfeeding.
Let me ask you just one last question.
Sure.
Do you think that doctors are, I don't want to use the word aggressive, but do you think that they are perhaps, that could play a bigger role in getting women educated and perhaps making the decision to breastfeed?
I think we can all improve at all levels. I think certainly pediatricians and obstetric and gynecological docs are more keyed into this because they deal with moms on a daily basis. But those of us who are in different professions can also help to increase the literacy by suggesting, by asking, by providing information to our patients, whether the moms or the dads, as to the importance of breastfeeding. So I think it's going to take all of us to raise the awareness and change our culture so that this is the norm, that breastfeeding is totally accepted and we get up as close to 100% of babies being breastfed as possible.
May take a while to get back to that, huh?
Well, it may take a while, and certainly it's going to be a little bit of a cultural change, but where possible, we should do all we can to encourage breastfeeding.